Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started. Choosing the right business coach or mentor. Now, as somebody who's been in the fitness industry for 24 years, somebody who's been teaching and mentoring and educating coaches for 15 years, I feel very well positioned to be able to help you in this area. When it comes to choosing a business coach, up till now, in my education, I've spent £300,000. Now, during that time, I've only made one mistake when it comes to business coaching. 18 months ago, I spent $20,000. And whilst I was frustrated that with the coaching that I invested in, I got some valuable lessons by doing so. I'm not going to sit here and tell you to go and spend a lot of money with somebody who is potentially not the right fit to lose the money. I didn't ask for a refund, but I made the wrong choice. And what gives me great satisfaction is knowing that I can put a video together to help you make the right choice when it comes to hiring a business coach. I'm going to talk to you about what I do. You know, still at the age of 46, I'm looking into new support for our team. Last year, we invested again to another coaching program that helped us in a specific part of our business. And I worked alongside our CMO with the mentorship program. You see, I value mentorship incredibly. All I am investing in is a particular piece of knowledge or subject that I need that's going to help me to get from A to B. Now, if I'm investing in a piece of knowledge, I still follow the same structure that I do with a mentor. Mentor, you're going to be with for a good period of time. The clue is in the word. So what is some of the mistakes that online coaches make when it comes to hiring mentors or finding the right coach? First and foremost, they say that they got burned. This is a big problem for coaches. You see, when you say you've been burned, what you do is you carry over the feeling of being burned into any future courses, programs, or mentors that you invest into, to the point where in your mind, whoever you speak to, you're going to get the same as what you got previously. One of the things I teach coaches is that you don't get burned, you made the wrong decision. Because if you'd made the right decision, you'd be like me 24 years later, having made one mistake. I'm going to tell you in a minute why I made that mistake or how I made that mistake. But when you talk about being burned, it means you've taken zero accountability for what you invested in. It also means that you took zero accountability for you being ready. You see, you can invest into a business coaching program in the hope that the business coaching program will change you. But one of the mistakes coaches make is they join a business coaching program knowing that they're not ready, knowing that coaching, personal training, or whatever you're doing right now is way more important to you. And you know that you haven't got the headspace to apply yourself. So you come into a coaching program and you know that it's all about driving the business forward. You know it's all about getting more clients, making more money. And you become very frustrated when the mentor and the business coach is actually helping to drive you forward because you're still stuck wanting to do the coaching and wanting to focus more 80% of your week on the coaching and still studying your science and theory of coaching, but you get on board with the mentor who wants to get a result. You see, in our coaching program, we want to get a result for every single person that comes in the coaching program. What is business? Let me explain something to you. When you build a business, of course, there are the foundations, there are the systems, there's the coaching, there's the service, the delivery. But why do you hire a business mentor? Number one, you hire a business mentor, not just to build the business, but business is about customers and it's about revenue. Two things. Now, inside a company, the deliverables, how you do what you do, how you get the results, how you serve your clients. But when you sit down in a business meeting and say, how is your business performing? It's either making money or it's not making money. It's either got clients or it's not got clients. So when you choose a business coach, my honest opinion is you must make a decision to be inspired by those two things. And a lot of coaches, they say they get burned when they join a coaching program because all they want to talk about is money and all they want to talk about is business and numbers. Well, you will say you've got burned, but it's your naivety to think that they would talk about anything less. Now, key performance indicators in the gym I went to a coach and all he wanted to do was get me lean. All he wanted to do was drop body fat. All she wanted to do was to get me stronger. Well, you've gone to a trainer who's a physique coach and their focus is building muscle and getting you lean. So if you don't want to be pushed, then don't choose that particular person. Now, one of the biggest mistakes that coaches also make is you don't do your research. You're not studying the content of the coaches that you're investing in. Look, the mistake I made for spending $20,000 18 months ago was this. I followed somebody for a short period of time and there was something that I wanted and I hired them for that one thing, but I didn't spend enough time studying the person. The person was not aligned to me. It was a 6-month program and in all fairness, it wasn't right for me. And what makes it very, very difficult inside a coaching program is you've got to vibe with that mentor. You got to vibe with the coaching program. So if you watch their content, you consume their content, you download their free stuff, you sit back, you don't be impulsive, you don't be reactive, and you go, would I like to be in that world? Right now, I'm looking at a new mentor. There's two people I'm considering. And they're two people I'm considering because I really like them. I really like what they're all about. And therefore, I'm invested in them and I know that I will get on with them. And then when I go into the program, I'm going to be ready and prepared to listen, learn, and then implement. When I invested the $20,000, I wasn't ready to implement because I didn't really respect the person. It doesn't matter how successful the business was. I just couldn't vibe with the way that the person runs the organization, runs the business. Now, I'll tell you categorically that the way that we run our coaching business is we help our clients make money and we help our clients increase the client numbers that they have in the business. But one thing that makes us different is we help coaches build a brand that is centered around coaching, service, and delivery. Now, if you join a business coaching program and you follow somebody and they clearly, you see in my content, I care about clients, I care about community, I care about systems, I care about you achieving results with your clients, and I care about you being a very good coach. Now, if somebody comes into our coaching program and doesn't value all those things, they're not really going to gel with us that well because we want to help you build a coaching brand that's going to be here in 10 years' time. Our goal is to not help you to get to 10, 20, 30K in whatever means possible, just you can tick a number because we noticed that coaches just get to that number when it's just focused on money and they fall off the cliff because you can't maintain it. You don't have the service. You don't have the systems. I help people build real businesses. A complete business means we're looking at every part of building a business. We're not just looking at the revenue and the client numbers. However, there are business mentors and business coaches out there that are known simply for driving the revenue up by whatever means possible so that you hit a particular number. Now, here's the deal. I've been in the fitness industry for 24 years. So coaches that come into our world because they have become a great coach. And here's what happens when you join a business coaching program that isn't interested in your passion for coaching, isn't interested in service delivery and standards, isn't passionate about efficiency with the business and actually looking at the complete aspects of the business, you get frustrated because you do want to focus on those areas. You don't want to lose clients. And all they want to do is just focus on money, 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 money. Now, money in business, money and client numbers are key performance indicators of a business's success. But for a lot of coaches, you'll hire a mentor, particularly because all their focus is on that. But then you feel you get burned when the money comes down, when you don't have the support anymore, and you realize that you don't have a great business because clients are leaving you. So what does this mean? That you've literally looked at a mentor and said, I want to make that level of money, but you haven't spent enough time studying the mentor to know if the mentor aligns with your values. You see, we help coaches make a lot of money, get a lot of clients, but build a brand that they love, with clients that they love, with the right types of clients, not just any client. And when you follow my content, you can see that, you can hear that, you can understand that. So whoever you're looking at the moment, when it comes to building a, you know, hiring a business coach and mentor, do they share the same values? Have you studied them enough? Have you been through their free content? Do you feel their vibe? Is it someone that you want to be inspired to work with? And finally, when you are going to book a call with a business coach and a business mentor, come to the call knowing that you're going to spend money. And business coaching, what they help you make, what we help you make, if your business is earning 2K, we'll turn it into 10K recurring months. If you're earning 10K, we'll turn it into 30, 40, 50K months. Now, when you think of an investment, no one's going to charge you a few hundred pounds to get that return because it's a consistent growth month on month, year on year. So then when you think about what's possible, you'll think that the investment's got to be more. Therefore, you've got to come on the call equipped knowing that you're going to spend money, but you're going to invest that money because it's one of the fastest things to return money into your bank account. So what I'm talking to you about now and choosing the right business coach is making sure that you make the right choice by being informed, not being guided by what people tell you you need, be in control of yourself. Therefore, you know them, you like them, you trust them, you follow their content, you've invested in some of their content, and then you're getting a call really knowing, apart from seeing what the program is and how it can help you with the specific areas you're struggling with, that it's the right fit. And that's what you owe yourself the responsibility to do. So make sure you choose the right business coach. And if we are the right fit for you, make sure you click the link in the description if you're watching on YouTube. Make sure you click the link in the bio on Instagram if you're listening on iTunes, and you'll find all the information about how we can help you build your business, build your brand, and take your whole business and career to a whole new level, exceed your expectations, and live life on your own terms. For now, take care, and I'll speak to you soon.